This is episode 1077. Welcome to your daily meditation podcast. And welcome to another episode as we continue with our weekly theme that we're exploring in depth this week, of forgiveness. In today's episode, you're going to discover a love meditation technique. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. As you are guided in today's technique that you'll take into your meditation, or as you go about your day, you can do these techniques whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or whether you are right smack in the busiest, most stressful part of your day. These techniques are portable, so take them with you and use them to help you manage stress triggers. The technique you'll discover today is a technique that will help to open you up to love. And love is one of the most powerful and most difficult emotions to cultivate when you're dealing with forgiveness, because you may feel very justified in harboring a grudge against someone. Someone could have intentionally harmed you, creating a deep-seated pain. Or you may have trouble forgiving yourself if you've done something that you regret. So love, though, being the most powerful emotion, as well as anger and hatred, those are other very powerful emotions. These emotions are, in yoga and meditation philosophy, they're located in a particular region of your body. And so that brings us to chakras. Don't be afraid of that word if you're not familiar with chakras. Chakras are considered to be energy centers having to do with your emotions and your memories, anything that you feel as though you're attached to or hanging on to and emphasizing with your thoughts on a regular basis. These emotions are thought to settle within your body, and more research is coming out where there is a mind-body connection. So if you feel great heartache or you're very sad or depressed, it can impact your heart health, as well as if you feel anger or hatred, that also causes your blood pressure to rise, and it's harmful for your heart. So when you're thinking about forgiveness and how you could approach forgiving someone or yourself, if you focus on your heart, supporting your heart with your breath, breathing calmly, with your thoughts, thinking kind thoughts, and also cultivating love. Love, gratitude, compassion. These are the emotions that help you to transition from anger, hatred, and emotions that are harmful to you, even again, if you feel justified in holding on to a grudge or a strong emotion such as anger or hatred towards someone else or towards yourself. So here's a beautiful way to process those emotions by focusing on love right at your heart, your heart chakra. Now the chakras have an element associated with them, and that also represents the organ in your body. As in focusing on forgiveness and love, it's right at your heart. Well, the fourth chakra element is air, because air is expansive. It allows you to open up, because when you're holding on to a grudge, you contract. You have more shallow breathing, so you're not oxygenating your body as well. Your blood pressure can spike, so you're not opening up to relax. You feel your body contract. You might have tight muscles and tension. You might hold your jaw tightly. So notice how you hold your body, and when you consider certain emotions, where they seem to lodge within your body, how your body seems to respond to these emotions. And when you focus on love and gratitude, compassion, you feel a sense of opening up. Now there's also a color associated with each chakra. And the fourth chakra color is green, because green is a very expansive color. It's a nurturing color. It's the color we see in nature. Nature can help heal your heart. It can help you let go of emotions that are harmful. It can help you put things into perspective. When you go out in nature, you experience the transition from one season to the next, the decay of autumn and the hibernation of winter, the renewal of spring and the full brightness and bloom of summer. And this is what you experience in your life as well. So you don't have to stay stuck on one particular emotion and allow it to dominate your life, even if it's a deep-seated emotion. By opening up and experiencing compassion towards those who may have harmed you, thinking about what they may have gone through in their life to lead them to a place to be harmful to others. Not that it justifies anything that may have harmed you, but it can give you a better understanding to enlighten you as to the cycles in other people's lives that lead them to a certain place, and the cycle in your own life that you're going through, and allowing yourself to evolve rather than to stay stuck in a particular pattern. Allow yourself to evolve into the full cycle and richness of your life, experiencing all kinds of emotions rather than allowing any one emotion to dominate your life. So when you focus on this compassion, it could be compassion for yourself as well, letting go of regrets or mistakes, knowing that you're on a journey. Your journey is going to take you to all kinds of places. And when you keep moving along on your journey, you keep opening up and reaching out to new opportunities, to the next step in your life. This is where you can find and experience true healing. So today, in your meditation, focus on your heart. You can even feel your heart when you focus on love and gratitude. You can feel a warmth there, an expansiveness. You could visualize yourself surrounded in the color green using color therapy. You could wear the color green, focusing on your heart and love, compassion, gratitude. So do this in your meditation. And if you'd like to be taking a little deeper into the forgiveness series this week, because I know it's a very deep type of series, you do a lot of introspective work, I offer full guided meditations every day on my website, and that's at sipandom.com, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om. And there you'll find a meditation subscription site where you subscribe to a daily meditation that's half an hour or 15 minutes, whatever you have time for. And I guide you through a beautiful meditation And you also get access to over 1,000 guided meditations and a slowdown guide with the techniques I share with you each week. So you don't have to remember what these techniques are. You can glance over them anytime you want. And you also get access to a journal. So if you want to reflect more as you go through a forgiveness meditation series, as you're doing this week, there's a lot of research that shows that journaling helps you process your emotions in a much better way. It gives you a lot of insight, more so than just simply thinking about an emotion. When you actually write it down, there's a process in your brain that takes place that helps you to manage your emotions in a much better way. You get access as well to private Facebook group of meditators just like you. So again, you can find that at sipandom.com. For now, take your technique, focusing on love and gratitude, and notice yourself opening up. You so deserve this, and you are so worth slowing down for.